From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Sorry, I forgot to say thank you very much to you and the news team for this morning. Thank you, and good day to you. Good day. Hello, Troy.
Hello.
It is time for From the Crate. You're in charge of that. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. And just so you know, people know too, we do have a double pass to that film, the HP 48 Hour Film Festival finals to give away for that show on November the 11th. To give away at some stage before 10 o'clock on The Breakfast Show this morning. Troy, you bought some records in from Southbound Records. What the hell have you bought?
Well, it was a difficult one today because we put out, me and Jeffrey were like hammering through all of the new releases we have. There's so many that went down to the shop. So it was a bit of a difficult one, but we got some good ones. I think we'll start.
I had a terrible time in that shop the other day.
Yeah, I know you did.
walked in there like some sort of record addict. Just like, what am I doing in here? This is terrible.
Trying not to look around.
Just trying to stare in one place and stop this, small talk and just harsh. I've had problems with the records in the past, Sarah.
Another BFM alumni went in there recently and bought two copies of a Numero compilation. Kerry was behind the counter. Somebody walked up to Kerry and went, "What's good, Kerry? Tell me what's good." And he went, "Oh, that guy's just bought two copies or something." And put the bum rush on him, being like, "Oh, have you got any more?" Legend. Yeah, Kerry Buchanan, you know what you're doing.
Professionals, eh? Professionals.
We had fun.
Junkies serving junkies. Yep. Anyway, so here we go. What have we got?
Well, this one here is the first one I decided on today, which is released under the title Rico and the Rudies.
Gentleman on the front there, Neela, just squatting in a park with a fresh, big, nicely polished trombone.
That would be Mr. Rico Rodriguez.
There he is there. Limited edition, 750 orange copies.
Yep.
Individually numbered, so you know which copy you got. And on the back, some lovely black and white photos of him and his trombone. One of them, he's up a tree. And in the background of another one, a strange character.
It's great photos on the back.
Is that strange character? Who's that guy?
He's just having a lane.
I think that's Dandy Livingston.
Okay, I hope so.
I'm pretty sure that one's Dandy Livingston. Now, this record here...
Beautiful looking record.
Now, you know who Rico Rodriguez is, don't you?
No.
Okay, well, let me remind you who he is. Do you remember a tune by The Specials called Message to You, Rudy, 1979?
Of course.
All right, Rico Rodriguez is the trombone player on that tune.
Wow.
Now...
Tune.
Apart from that, I said Dandy Livingston. Dandy produces all this stuff. It was Dandy...
Burr-bump. Burr-bump.
It was Dandy who wrote Message to You, Rudy, and
wow.
Released it first in 68 with Rico on the trombone back then, too.
So this is after that?
Yeah, this is after that. Rico, though, he made, over his lifetime, he made, like, literally hundreds and hundreds of appearances on records. He was, if you go back to, like, 1958, right through reggae starting, name any great reggae producer from up to 68, Rico recorded for him. Even later in his life, he played on people's records, like the Super Furry Animals.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Anyway... this record here, now what this was he'd moved to Britain in the early 1960s. From Jamaica, although right. He was originally from Cuba.
Right.
So he'd moved to Britain from Jamaica, and so had Dandy Livingston. They didn't cross paths until the late 60s, but Dandy produced a whole bunch of sides for him that came out as singles. Now, Trojan, who was a very new company at the time, had hired Dandy as a house producer.
Sure.
And they decided, we put out all these singles. Let's collect them all as an album. Oh, there wasn't enough Rico stuff. Okay, Dandy, you better record some other stuff of yourself singing.
Wow, okay.
Which he did. So what we have here is a collection, basically a snapshot of one period early in 1968 of stuff being recorded for Trojan. There's some classics on here, but the one that I thought we should listen to, partly because the tune itself is amusing and partly because some of the voicing in it I find amusing too. Quando. You know this song.
It's a show I scare. Who doesn't? Anyone with a love of the exotic.
Okay, so what we got, as you can hear already, is your general made in Britain skinhead sort of reggae.
Yeah. a nice little rhythm at the bottom. Is that a little mouse?
I don't know who that is. I don't even know who the Rudies, the backing group on this. I don't think it was documented.
Right. Non-specific Rudies.
Yep. But I'm guessing it's going to be the sort of people that appeared in Greyhound and other groups like that.
So Rico and the Rudies. Is the album by Rico and the Rudies or the album's Blow Your Horn by Rico and the Rudies featuring...
Well, it's Blow Your Horn featuring Rico and the Rudies.
Rudies, right.
So what we got is you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 Rico tracks, 8 of the 12. The balance there is Dandy tunes.
He sure knows how to run that trombone, doesn't he?
He really does. He's amazing. New Zealand was with Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra at the Aotea Centre.
Oh, was that long ago, was it?
No, not that long ago. Rico passed away in 2015, aged 80, I think.
See, trombone, good for the soul.
Yeah, and for the breathing.
All right, what else we got there, Troy?
Right, well, I think even though we said we were going to play one thing next, we're going to move on to something else.
Okay.
So,
you tricky bugger.
This one here. Now, this a French record company has put together a compilation of funk tunes. Now, you'd think, oh, yeah.
French funk, dangerous.
Except American funk.
Oh, okay.
Right. But a French record company put it together and... Listening through to this, I was familiar with most of the tunes on this, but boy, oh boy, wait till you check this out.
It's a badass looking cover. It says, I got funk, time to get down. Good advice.
And if you ever look at who are some of these people appearing on here?
Yay! That's a pretty kick-ass compilation. Let's start with James Brown, The Payback, The Blackbirds, Do It Fluid, Black Heat, The Jungle, Maceo and the Max, Cross the Tracks, Skull Snaps, It's a New Day, Cool and the Gang, Jungle Boogie, Lightning Rod, Sport, The Ohio Players, Skin Tight, AWB and Benny King, The Message, and Cameo Funk. For you can't get much better than that. The Fatback Band, Are You Ready to Do the Bus Stop? That is a great... If you had to own one funk record,
it is slamming.
Which you shouldn't. You should own 20. then that's a... I see what they've done there. They've picked some real beauties, haven't they?
They have. And it's like you know, Lightning Rod Sport. If you do you recall, have you ever heard that?
It's a really, really weird song, that, but it's cool.
It's with Lightning Rod saying, oh, I'm funky and I do this. And yeah.
And but it talks about being brought up all wrong or something. He's sporting something. Yeah, yeah.
It's a cool one. That's with a Cool and the Gang backing on it. The Blackbirds are on here. The great Donald Byrd, it was his students at university, but I think we've even had them on From the Cray before, the Blackbirds.
We have.
Amazing stuff. Ohio Players, one of my faves. The tremendous Cameo, which I heard you stumble over because you just couldn't believe Cameo's tune, Funk, yeah. Funk, appears here.
Great stuff. I was listening to Cameo 2 days ago.
This is an amazing record. It's just simply called I Got Funk, Time to Get Down. This here, from 1972, the group is called Black Heat. And the tune is called The Jungle.
That's fine, that is just fine.
I'm sitting here wondering what to do.
I love the buckle chicka buckle chicka buckle chicka buckle chicka.
She left me crying. Yeah. I'm so hurt.
Great.
She left me crying.
What's that?
She's left him and he's feeling hurt. Doesn't sound hurt to me. Sounds pretty suave.
That's the thing with funk, eh? Funk tells a story. It doesn't matter what about. It just sounds great.
Yeah.
It's cathartic, though, as opposed to wallowing.
That's right.
She's left me, but ow!
and it's to be expected because I'm in the jungle.
Oh, yeah!
Ain't that right, my brothers?
Yeah.
Hey. Now, this group didn't really achieve like massive success. They were on Atlantic for a couple of records. Joel Dawn produced them, but. Yeah! And you'll now hear David Fathead Newman guesting with them right there.
Come on, David. So, that, I mean, this is probably the least well-known of the bands on that compilation, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Undeservedly so.
Yeah.
Probably the only other one which is sort of least known is Skull Snaps with It's a New Day. Now, that one...
Well, that's a classic song.
What's their massive hit, though? Skull Snaps?
That's it. It's a New Day. Yeah. Or basically just the drum opening was used as a sample in about 10 million tunes.
That's what I'm thinking of. Thank you.
Speaking of
right,
samples,
so
do you recognise this for any? I think Schooly D used this part.
Don't know. From the East Coast Bays, man. So there we go, that's on vinyl?
It's on vinyl. This one's only on vinyl. Oh no, is it? Yeah, no, it is. I got fun time to get down. And
so who put this one out? Who compiled it together?
Modular.
This is a French record label called Modular. Playoff Records.
Modular.
And we got offered this by one of our suppliers in Britain who said, I've only got a few of these. Do you want some of these? Better tell me now. And I'm thinking, why would
that
I care
doozy,
about
that? That old doozy.
Yeah. Why do I care about some French record company's compilation of funk? I was wrong.
You're wrong.
This is amazing. What a record.
All right. What's next?
Next is something we're jumping back into the future. We have here the latest EP by the incredible Fatima El Khadiri.
Let me take a look at that.
Yeah.
Incredible. Goodness gracious me, that is a...
I love her, she's wonderful.
I've never met Fatima El Khadiri before. She looks like... So she is in control.
Yeah, well, she doesn't actually usually look like this. This is part of the concept of this EP, which is entitled...
It looks a little bit Lady Gaga, I'm going to say there.
Okay.
Is it otherworldly? It's
like a Middle Eastern Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's going to do some damage.
Yeah, she's definitely owning it, though.
Well,
I don't like the way she's looking at me. It's quite creepy.
Well, Miss El Khadiri has done, like, since her... What was her first album, Sarah? Was that Asiatish?
Yes, Sarah, you know all about it.
I think it was, where she was basically, it was like a kind of an exploration, examination of the exoticization of China or something. I don't mean, this
really?
Is...
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
It's quite academic in looking at how Asian cultures have been orientalized, but in a very futuristic, kind of sparse, bloopy way.
Sure. And bloopy, bloopy, you say? Bloopy?
And what this one is about, well, Shanira is the sort of a bastardized Arabian word which meant something like vile or creepy or horrifying.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
It was it was adopted by underground queer culture in Kuwait and other places in Arabia.
Should be quite underground, I'd expect.
Yeah, well, in fact, it's so underground that the guest vocalists on this, Bobo Secret, Lamien, these people, these are just pseudonyms that they had to come up with because they have jobs in Kuwait. Like, I think Bobo Secret might be a banker or a finance guy.
Sure.
But he lives this sort of underground drag type, well, not drag,
yeah,
but Shanira life.
Yeah.
And I wish I could tell you more about the intellectual side of this, but on this record, Fatima El Khadiri has chosen that it's all in either Kuwaiti or Egyptian Arabic. And so the only thing I know about what's being said on it...
An app.
Yeah, probably do. She originally intended it to be like completely obscene and confronting, but she toned it down. But she said the lyrics that are in this come from either a grinder... conversations or from soap operas which have been like taken to be adopted by the underground queer culture to
kind of camp.
Yeah. So it's like full of
that's some serious research.
This is just incredible. Now, what makes this even more incredible, particularly in terms of Fatima El Khadiri's earlier material, which has been like electronic but fairly like not backgroundy but like sort of
bloopy, seriously.
Bloopy, quite bloopy. This here, this Shanira EP, is like total dance floor in the grime kind of sense.
Right.
The one we're going to hear is the title track, Shanira, with Bobo Secret and Lama Ayan or Lama Threean. And it's it's kind of creepy and gets under your skin. It's amazing.
And this is a brand new EP from her, yeah?
Brand new.
Quite sinister, isn't it?
Exactly. Although, now, why is it sinister sounding? Well, the Shanira, they consider themselves like evil queens, apparently.
Yeah.
And how she's been made up on here.
As evil queen as. Yeah.
That's the evil queen look.
I was trying to think of a polite way to say that when you first looked at it. But.
Yeah, she doesn't usually walk around looking like this.
No, good.
But, well, I mean, it would be all right if she did, but she just doesn't.
No, just scary.
Yeah. Crank it.
Singing club, lots of smoke, very few lights.
Yep. Oh, even with that sort of
very late.
With those sort of trap type beats.
Yeah.
But with like a particularly sort of Arabic musical scale over the top is like something unsettling, isn't it?
That's kind of cool though.
Oh yeah. Is it the sort of club you'd find yourself, do you think?
I think I'd find myself in there once or twice. Don't know, I mean, I'd be intrigued, I'll tell you that.
Is there a disco ball?
If there is, there's just a disco ball. You know what I mean? It's just like points of light sort of thing.
It's one of those park hands you can get online for not much money.
Just a park hand.
Just a park hand, but lots of people, but just the one park hand, you know? Lots of things that you go, did that person just come up and say that to me? I'm not quite sure what they said. But shall I leave? Shall I stay for 8 days?
Now, like Fatima Abdiri's...
That old quandary.
See, I remember even the disco ball. What was that thing again? Remember? Disco ball made me stay in the nightclub for 3 days.
Yeah, that did happen once.
Yeah, it did. Fatima El-Kazeri, as with all of her releases thus far, it's on the Hyperdub label.
And
This is a 6-track EP. No, I'm sorry, it's a 5-track EP. But it's quite tremendous.
Is that all different songs or a couple of remixes? Or?
No, all different songs. Also,
nice.
I just thought I'd also add that also on Hyperdub out today is Lee Gamble's new LP. So,
so much. It sounds familiar. You've got a whole lot of good new releases out there.
Yeah, well, I think you should come into the shop again, Mike. Come in there. Look around those
okay,
records.
All right. Yeah, cool.
God,
I'll do
it's
that.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, I'll do that. I should come with a buddy system. So I need you. Well, hey, thank you very much, Troy. All
thanks
the very
so
best.
Much.
Thanks for bringing those in. Let's go through them again.
First up, we had Rico and the Rudies, the new Trojan reissue. Blow Your Horn, featuring Rico and the Rudies. The second thing we had is that tremendous French compilation of American funk up from 69 to 75. I Got Funk, Time to Get Down.
Also good advice.
And the last thing was Fatima El-Kadiri's Shanira EP, which we just heard the title track of just then. How did you like them?
Very much. Very well. Very good. Very good. Very loved.
Excellent. From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
Thank you very much.